Lowrider obviously singing about cruising in their car. A couple little quick notes. Bear Jackson, some of the crazy cars that were for sale there. If you want to see some of those, the Supra, the first one that went for $2.1 million.
Oh.
Also, Eleanor, one of the real Eleanors from the movie Gone in 60 Seconds, went up there as well. All this on our garage page. Just text us. The keyword is...
garage.
And they have this new survey out about cars. 56% of Americans have named their car. That sounds low to me. 248-398-WCSX, have you ever named your car? Did you name, like, your Geo Tracker? Do you have a name for it?
Piece of crap.
Yeah, I don't know that was done. That was more of a jingle for Geo at the time, wasn't it? That was sort of an understood. Did you ever have a name for it?
No.
Do you have a name for your car in high school?
Yeah, in high school I had a gold Taurus, and it was named the Golden Panda.
See, that's a cool name. You come rolling up in the Golden Panda.
Yep. I had gold windshield wipers that I bought from Meijer and put those on there.
Did you have a Crown air freshener on the dashboard?
Yeah, really.
Yep. And my name was on the back window in
Leaning
Old English
over to
D.
One side, yeah. There's so many things about his. We don't have time to dive into Ryan's what happened in high school. I had a 74 Vega hatchback in high school, and I named it Ethel. I don't remember why, because Christine was out. So I named mine Ethel. And Ethel was my little baby. It's steel sleeve, four cylinder. Yeah, how you doing? That car couldn't do 60 off a cliff. But it was mine, man. First car, electric fuel pump in the trunk. Brrr, you knew you were running out of gas. Which, by the way, who came with a great idea to put an electric fuel pump inside a gas tank? Never quite figured that one out.
Engineering greatness.
Yeah, exactly. You know where you put the fuel pump? Where the fuel is. So that way it may spark, but you'll be fine. 20% of people have named their car after a movie, 17% after celebrity, 42% after the color, like yours.
One. No.
There was a guy in high school, Phil DeZalvo. He was the slowest guy on the swim team. Somebody took a decoy, a duck decoy, a wooden duck, and mounted it to the hood of his Ford Granada, and it was known as the duck. You'd see the duck coming from, like, miles away. Yeah, it was great. Some of the names, the Bug Slayer, Earth Mover, Baby Sweet Little Caden, Cujo, Grease Lightning, come on. Uriah, because it was a heap. I like that one.
I like that one, too.
That's pretty sharp. Kermit, green. Miss Tiggy Winkle? What the hell is that?
I don't want to know.
Miss Tiggy Winkle?
Yeah, I don't know. That's...
is that a thing? Muscle Boy, Otto Howard, Optimus Punto. What? Professor Yaffle and Yoda.
Yeah, you said that word wrong in Spanish and don't repeat it.
Which one?
Never mind, just moving on.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah.
No, I know what that one was. Okay, moving on. Well, some of the cars we've had, that may have been a more accurate description. All right, 248-398-WCSX real quick. I'll grab a call here. Rich in Dearborn, what's up, buddy?
Not much. I have a name for a car that I used to have. It was a 63 Fairlane 500, and it was pure white, and I called it Whiskey Girl.
See, now that's cool.
That's a great name.
Whiskey Girl. Thank you, Rich, man. Have a good morning, buddy. Like that one. 248-398-WCSX. Whiskey Girl. You could have Tequila Girl, but you'd forget where you park it. Because, like, tequila, you just, it's gone, right? One tequila, two tequila, three tequila floor. Is that you? Aaron's like, you're thinking about it. You know I'm right.
100%.
Yeah, no, 151%. Right. hold on. It's Linda, go ahead.
I have a Dodge Journey, and I named it Steve. Some people catch the joke, some people do not. The singer of Journey is Steve Perry, so in turn, I decided to name my Journey Steve.
Right.
I did talk to somebody, and I said that, and they just kind of gave me a look, and they go, like, Steve Perry, and I said, yeah, you should name your Sherry, so that way I could be like, oh, Sherry.
That's greatness.
I like that one. And then, of course, Neil Sean will wreck the car on purpose. Anyway.